Shabbos, Perek Chaf Beis, Mishnah Dalet, 22:4. The Mishnah lists a number of things that are permitted to do on Shabbos. The first is Nosin Tav Shel Lesoch HaBor. One is permitted to put a cooked dish of food inside a pit, a hole in the ground, Bishvil Shehei Shamur, so that the dish of food is protected. So the Bartner learns it's protected from the heat of the sun. You're putting it in the shade of the hole to keep it cool. The Meiri says the pshat is to keep it away from the dogs that can't climb into the hole to get the food. Now, whatever the case, the reason why one might have thought it's forbidden to put food inside a pit in the ground is because perhaps you would think erroneously one would come to smooth out the holes or dig the pit deeper to make room, etc., which would be forbidden, of course, but there's no Isser Durabanan, there's no protection against it happening. You can contrast this, by the way, against the mission we had in the 20th Perek when we talked about Gorf and raking Bethnea Patam in front of the feeding trough for the animals, where we said we were afraid that you might come to smooth the ground over there for the animal food, but here putting your human food in storage in a hole, not a concern. The Mishnah says further, Ve'es ha'mayim ha'yafim b'ra'im, you're allowed to put potable, drinkable, clean water, yafim, pleasant, nice water, meaning water from the river you would drink. B'ra'im, you can put it, let's say, inside a glass flask, and then put that glass flask into, putrid water. Bishvil shi'itzanu, so that the water should cool off. The idea being, if you were in an area where there wasn't cool well water, and it was the summertime, so you could take water from the drinkable river. It's drinkable, but of course it's warm and not pleasant to drink. Therefore, you could submerge it into disgusting but cold water to cool it off. The truth is, there's not much of a chiddush there in this. It's really coming for the next part. There's no good reason why you shouldn't be able to put water into cold water to cool it off. The Mishnah continues on to say the contrasting area, which you might thought is an issue, which is the esatzonen bachama. You can also put cold water into the sun, or some gear cells, that's chamin, hot water, bishvil shiyichamo, so that the water should warm up. So here, let's talk about sunlight first. That's the Barthenra, presumably. It's not clear, actually. Let's assume that. So we've already said that the concern of bishul, of cooking on Shabbos, is using fire or a toldah, something that was heated by fire, but using direct sunlight is not a problem. And therefore, although you might have thought perhaps the next thing you know, people will come to sort of insulate with remets, with the embers from the fire, which would be forbidden. No, we're not concerned about that. If it's hot water, the same kind of idea, you're insulating in hot water, and it kind of recalls back to the Mishnayos earlier in the Masechta about the Chame Tiveria, the insulating that pipe in the Tiveria hot water. But again, here, if that would be the case, that we're talking about chamin, if the gear says chamin, hot water, so then the pshat would be we're talking about water that's in a kli sheni. That's important, meaning the water was poured out of the pot that was on the fire and into another container which never was over the fire. And there, since it's a kli sheni, it's not able to cook. Remember from the third parak, all these topics. Okay, fine. Now the Mishnah changes gears. Another topic, again, something else that's permitted to do on Shabbos. What happens if Misha Nashu Kelav Baderach Bamaim? What happens if a person is going along the way on Shabbos somewhere and his clothing all gets wet? It literally means his clothes fall into the water. Now, presumably he's wearing his clothes and he fell into the water, making his clothes wet, and therefore the same kind of din would apply if he gets stuck in a flash flood or something. In all those cases, the concern is, you might have thought perhaps the issue is it looks like you've done this laundry on Shabbos or that you'll come to squeeze the water out on Shabbos. But the Mishnah says both those things can be overlooked. Mahalach behen, you're permitted to keep on walking in or walk in those wet clothing. Ve'eno choshesh, and no need to be concerned that people will think that you laundered them on Shabbos. That's not normal. Or you'll come to squeeze them out, because you won't. But higi l'chatzer chitzona, as soon as you get to the first safe place where you could take off these clothes and they wouldn't be stolen, so that's described always as the chatzer chitzona, the outer courtyard, meaning the most outer courtyard toward the entrance of the city, as you come back into the city through the gate, let's say. So at that point, shotchan b'chama, you then have to take the clothes off, but you can spread them out, like the word shatiach in Hebrew is like a rug to spread flat. You can lay them out flat in the sun so that it would dry out. That's permitted, says the Tana here in the Mishnah. Avalok and daf going in the sun, not in the front of the fire, because in front of a fire you can actually come to do other surim of bleaching the clothing, malabin or mevashel, if it's caught enough to get the water hot, etc. Avalo kenegeda am, you have to do it not in front of the people, meaning people shouldn't see you spreading this clothing, because then they'll think you're doing laundry on Shabbos, which is forbidden. So you have to do it sort of in a private place, and the chatzer, so no one will see, and therefore no one will know, and therefore no one will be concerned that you're doing laundry on Shabbos. Now, on this last point, the concern is what's called maris ayin, that people will see what you're doing and think badly slash wrongly of you. And there's a general principle that you shouldn't do things where people would think wrongly of you, or that you're up to something that's inappropriate. V'isim nikim, you're supposed to make sure that you are squeaky clean in the eyes of the people. And therefore, the issue here is maris ayin, and therefore the halacha is not going to be like this Mishnah, because the accepted halacha is that if something's forbidden because of maris ayin, so then it's forbidden even b'chadrei chadarim, even in like a locked room, inside a locked room, meaning if no one could see, you have for sure secluded privacy. Even in such a scenario, if it's forbidden because of maris ayin, we don't let you do it. So here too, since the concern is one of maris ayin, people think you did laundry, therefore, we don't let you spread out this clothing, even in a private courtyard, because people think it did laundry on Shabbos.